Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tidrow. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball four. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Unser moves to second. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Buford steals second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is called out on strikes. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Broemer moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell is hit by the pitch. Terry Crowley pinch runs for Boog Powell. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Crowley now playing first base. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fosse. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Fosse steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Bell reaches second base with a double. Fosse scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0-for-1 in the game. Tidrow bunts towards first. Crowley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crowley scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Palmer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Dave Leonhardt now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Unser. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-2 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Tid Row covering, for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Camilli pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crowley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Camilli for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-2 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Tom Chape pinch hits for Dave Leonhardt. Tom Chape is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chape hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-3 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Broemer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Crowley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-3 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broemer moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-3 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Nettles moves to second. Eddie Watt now pitching. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Broemer scores. Nettles moves to third. McCraw moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 3-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fossey is walked intentionally. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Ed Farmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farmer bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crowley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crowley hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crowley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Johnson moves to second. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fossey hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farmer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.